This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold a face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432. Trump gives his first State of the Union speech tonight. And, of course, it's they don't call the first one a State of the Union speech, apparently. It's just called a speech of the I don't even know what it's called. it's called a speech of the joint members of Congress, the joint session of Congress. But anyway, because it's the first one. I guess he can't speak about the State of the Union because it's his first one and he's only been in office. A little over a month? He's only been in office, so he can't really comment on the State of the Union yet. So he just, they call it an address to both houses. It's interesting because, I just thought of this. You know, you've got, typically it's the State of the Union. And because this is a new president, it's different. It's not the State of the Union because he can't comment on the State of the Union because he hasn't had enough time to gauge what the State of the Union is. So, with that in mind, look how the Democrats are treating this. Oh, and the media as well. I don't know if people remember that the media gushed over Obama's first State of the Union, okay, or his first address to Congress, gushed about it. I mean, they just couldn't get enough of it. Now, they're, freaking out about Trump and how his effect on this country and how he's basically ruined America, and where do we go from here? And you've also got, of course, some members of Congress that say they won't attend, namely Maxine Waters. She famously said that she's not going to attend. But interestingly enough, Americans think that, frankly, you should attend. I mean, here we are, and by the way, the Democrats are openly talking about impeachment now. I think they talked about impeachment before he even became president. Here's MSNBC talking about how Maxine Waters is going to skip Trump's address tonight, and
I want to go now to where the president will be heading tonight, and that is to Capitol Hill. NBC News Capitol Hill correspondent Casey Hunt joins us live now. So news just coming out of there, Casey, that there's a Democrat who's going to be skipping tonight's address. What can you tell us?
Chris, Congresswoman Maxine Waters telling Democrats behind closed doors at their meeting today that she does not plan on attending President Trump's joint address to Congress later tonight in protest of his policies. We also know that there were other Democrats in the room that encouraged her to, in fact, attend. This is, of course, a longstanding tradition where members of Congress from both parties go to the chamber, attend this address. In other years, not the first year of an administration, it's called the State of the Union. This year, of course, it's simply called the joint address. But we also do know that there are going to be some other protests inside the chamber. You're going to see some women wearing white. That, of course, the traditional color of the suffragette movement. You're also going to see a lot of Democrats taking people who are affected by President Trump's changes to our immigration laws, people who have been allowed to stay under DACA, the rules that let the children of immigrants stay here without fear of deportation. You'll also see some Dreamers in the audience. So we do expect that there will be some forms of protest, but so far, Maxine Waters, one of the few that says she doesn't want to attend at all.
And I want to pick up on what we're talking about.
All right, so some of the Democrats, by the way, have said that they want to bring in illegals to the State of the Union. Because typically what happens is you have members of either Congress or the Senate, and they have a certain amount of tickets allocated to them, right? Like the VIP tickets. And so typically they will, because of political positions, because of advocacy, what have you, you have congressmen or senators that bring people to stake out a position as a form of protest, right? So I was thinking about it yesterday because I heard that some of the Democrats say that they are going to bring some illegals. And you know what I think would be great? I think it would be great if Trump has them arrested, escorted out. Because here we are in a place that makes laws. Think about this for a minute. We're at a place that makes laws. He's going to be in the addressing Congress, both chambers of Congress. It's a place where laws are made. And yet there are some members of Congress that are bringing lawbreakers to this speech. I find it ironic, and at the same time, I think it would be a form of counter-protest to have some ICE agents scoped out, check IDs, and haul the lawbreakers off. Just a thought. Most voters now agree that it's bad for America and bad for the Democrat Party if Democrats continue to flat out oppose everything President Trump does. Even Democrats are now conflicted about their party's scorched earth policy. The latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that only 29% of all likely U.S. voters think it's better for the country if Democrats oppose the president in every possible way. 63% say it's better for the country if Democrats try to work with the president. So where does that leave Democrats? Where does that leave Democrats, frankly? Because if you think about it, if the most of the country now says they want you to work with the president, would it not behoove you as a party to, in fact, work with the president instead of trying to oppose him? And again, I point you to the calendar. Today is February 28th. The president has been in office a little over a month and a week approximately. And yet, this is his fifth week. Yet, there's already talk of impeachment. Just think about that for a minute. It's ridiculous. We'll be right back.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Pack in the wind. That'll be, that's a sin. I won't ever
fight. Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So what can we expect tonight? It has been... We just got word that Trump is going to announce that he's going to cut the State Department budget by 37% in order to pay for the increase in military spending. 37% State Department. You know what the, by the way, part of that budget is just these bloated staff, these holdovers, these leakers that are in the State Department. He's talking also about cutting the budget of the EPA some 20-something percent. This is, by the way, this is exactly why people voted for Donald Trump. Now, the left is going to freak out. The media is going to freak out. But all this is going to do is endear himself to his supporters. Because ultimately, does it really matter what the opposition thinks? Because they're always going to be opposed to him regardless. And what's amazing to me is, you know, Trump isn't even really a, and I've said this, obviously, he's not a conservative. He's not even a Republican. Clearly there are some things that Trump talks about that are rather bipartisan, frankly. You know, we've heard all this talk for so long throughout the Obama years of, you know, partisan brinksmanship, right? And we need to come together. We need to come together. Yet, that's not what the opposition is doing. And by the opposition, by the way, I mean, and I agree with Steve Bannon on this wholeheartedly, by opposition, I mean not only the Democrat Party, but the media. And by the way, it's about time that we called out the media, and I'm glad that the administration is doing that. What's unique about Trump doing this, by the way, is that he's, you know, Nixon behind closed doors. And I love how they compare, you know, Trump to Nixon, okay? That's laughable. It's a joke. Just the fact that he's, you know, that's the best they can come up with. It's either Hitler or Mussolini, and now they've taken him to calling him Nixon because, of course, he's at war with the media. Meanwhile, Obama was just as much at war with the media, and the media complained about Obama's access as well. But that doesn't, you know, it doesn't really matter now because all those points are moot, right? Because now Donald Trump is the president. A couple interesting things here. Consumer confidence is at its highest point in 15 years. The Confidence Board's Consumer Confidence Index surged to 114.8 in February from January's 111.8, making it the best reading since July of 2001. That's an amazing thing. So apparently February's reading topped the 15-year high of 113.7 set back in December. Consumers rated current business and labor market conditions more favorable this month than in January. In addition to that, you've got, and this is interesting here, consumer confidence at an all-time high, 15-year high, right? You've got majority of Americans saying, hey, 63% now, according to Rasmussen, are saying that they want Democrats to work with this new administration. You've got deportations. I'm sorry, the numbers of deportations, actually, are... Let me just make sure I get this right. The number, let me just get this real quick, because I want to make sure I say this right. Illegal immigration drops 27%. Illegal immigration has dropped 27% in the month of January. So you got all this going on, right? Consumer confidence is its highest level. You've got illegal immigration down 27% in just 1 month. You know what that says to me? It says to me that the president is winning. You've also now got consumer confidence soars to a 15-year high. And yet, the Democrats have said that they are not going to work with Donald Trump. Listen to this. This is a, who's this guy? Elliot Engel. He's a Democrat from New York's 16th district. He's a congressman. I never heard of the guy. Anyway, I want you to listen to what he said. This was today on the floor of Congress. Saying basically that...
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have long prided myself on working across the aisle to get things done for my constituents and all the American people. That's what most people want, a government that grapples with tough issues in a constructive way. Unfortunately, since January 20th, the new administration has shown no interest in working with the Congress on both sides to tackle problems, including Russia's unlawful interference in last year's election. That's why I've decided not to stand on the aisle of the House chamber to shake the President's hand during this joint session of Congress, as I have done in the past through Democratic and Republican administrations alike. This will be the first time during my 29 years in the House that I've made this decision. I have deep respect for the presidency, and I will attend the joint session. But that respect between branches must be mutual. The president has attacked the free press by calling it the enemy of the people. He's rejected America's traditional role welcoming refugees, which have helped to make our country great. He's cozied up to Vladimir Putin, the strongman who attacks our democracy. He's moved to gut the Affordable Care Act and look the other way when threats against the Jewish community have increased in recent years. This isn't part of our normal political discourse. This goes beyond ideological and political differences. The president needs to work with all people, and therefore I will listen to what he has to say today, but I will not greet him and shake his hand. Thank you.
Wow, I'm sure he really cares, okay? So Representative Elliot Engel says that he will not shake President Trump's hand. Don't these people know that they're just hurting themselves? Seriously. Honestly. The election's over. You lost. You look like a sore loser. This talk of impeachment and all this other stuff, it makes you seem like you're seriously a sore loser. And nobody likes a sore loser. And so you'd think that they'd cop a clue, but nope. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Although President Trump won't be giving a formal State of the Union address tonight, because he's only been in office a month, Democrats are still planning on making his address to a joint session of Congress as uncomfortable as possible. Of course, as I noted before, if you've just tuned in, each legislator is allowed a handful of tickets for the public gallery so that interested constituents and guests can be present for what is typically the president's most important speech of the year. Although I have to say, I typically find it to be very boring. Okay, and I'm glad it's on at 9. Right? Hopefully I can make it past 10 o'clock. Most often, the legislators will give these tickets to hometown heroes from the legislators' respective districts, or people who have made news over the past year, or those who have benefited from the administration's policy agenda. But the power of the tickets can also be used for evil. Legislatures have been known to pass off their tickets to protesters, including perennial anti-war activists like Code Pink, or to special interest groups opposed to key items in the speech. Of course, this year, Democrats will be using their tickets as part of an organized effort to invite the families of illegal aliens. Or should I say, migrants. Dreamers, protected by former President Obama's executive orders on immigration, and, of course, Muslim Americans, they claim will be harmed by Trump's temporary travel ban. Representative Nadia Velasquez from New York is inviting an Iraqi man who served American troops as a translator and who was detained for several hours when the travel ban went into effect. In fact, that's the guy, by the way, that's the guy, the Iraqi man, who, when he was at the airport, I don't know if you remember this, he was at the airport and they asked him what he thought of Trump, and he's like, I like him. Until, of course, the representative kind of, like, gave him a dirty look and told him to shut up. Since it would be hard to actually find an illegal immigrant willing to walk into the White House, into the United States Capitol, Democrats will instead be bringing several people helped by the DREAM Act, which, by the way, Trump says he's not going to undo anyway. And, of course, there is a family of a woman slated for deportation back to her home country of Mexico. They're going to have that, the family of the woman that was deported. Sources in one Democrat congressional office tell the publication Heat Street an invitation was even extended to Meryl Streep. But it's not clear how serious the invitation was or whether it was even received. So this is what Democrats are planning to do. They're planning to basically troll the president during the speech. I got to tell you, I really do think that, frankly, you got to pick your battles, right? And the fact that you basically have now a president who has only been in office now for, again, this is beginning of week 5 here, okay? Just FYI. And, you'd think that Democrats would pick their battles a little more wisely, frankly, because they are in danger here of really being the boy that cried wolf. I mean, I've said this now since the inauguration, and there's been this continuous drumbeat. Now, I get that you're the opposition. I get that. And I get that's your job now. By the way, did you see Hillary Clinton? She did a video where she talked about the resistance. Oh, all of a sudden now Hillary's part of a resistance. There is no one more establishment than Hillary Clinton, yet now she's part of this resistance movement. Yeah, right. But again, if you're going to run around and you're going to say that the world is ending and your hair is on fire, then after a while, if the world doesn't end and your hair's not on fire, then people tend to not believe what you're saying anymore. And so when the Democrats talk about the resistance and opposing Trump and everything he does, if he's successful in doing what he said he was going to do, which, by the way, there are all indications that he is going to be successful. I mean, from what I see, frankly, from my vantage point, Trump is he's getting stuff done. Again, whether you love him or you hate him, you have to acknowledge that he's getting stuff done. I mean, you might hate what he's doing, but you have to acknowledge that he's getting stuff done. Again, you might hate it, but he's getting stuff done. And so the Democrats, frankly, have a major problem here. Because if, and look, the way for Donald Trump to win and to basically drown out the noise, the white noise that's going on right now, is to win, to be successful. Tonight is a significant first step to winning, and he's got to just win. That's what he's got to do. He's just got to win. Because by doing that, because you're already seeing there's a shift in the population. You know, people aren't, I think, you know, there's a certain percentage of the population that are ideologues, right? But then I think most people fall in, I think we're a right of center country. And I think that the majority of the Americans, whether they voted for Donald Trump or not, they want to see him succeed. It's like the story of, you know, you're in a plane, and of course you want the pilot to be successful. You don't want him to crash. You want the pilot to land the plane, right? Maybe you don't like the pilot, but you want him to land the plane. So, and I think most people feel that way. Again, I cited that Rasmussen poll, 63% of Americans think the Democrats should work with the president. And by talking about impeachment, frankly, from the very beginning, I think it just diminishes you. It diminishes the opposition. Because when there is the need for any real opposition, people are just going to go, you guys have been doing this for a while. We don't really believe you anymore. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's
easy. Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. We are joined now by Tim Meyer from Talk Media News out of Washington. Hey, Tim, how are you, buddy?
Tonight's a really big night for Donald Trump. Big speech tonight. It's going to decide a lot of things. And it's interesting, Edward, that Trump came out today, you know, on Fox and Friends and gave himself an A-plus for his performance and a C-plus for his messaging. And tonight, I guess we're going to find out if he can deliver that message with Wall Street looking on. After a dozen days of 2,500 points up in the Dow and perhaps even more after today. But this is going to be a key speech. Wall Street will be paying a lot of attention to this, as well as Republicans and Democrats, in terms of whether he can take what he has said on the campaign trail and make it a reality.
Well, a couple things I noticed today, and you probably saw this. Consumer confidence is up 15-year high today, as a matter of fact, which I thought was interesting. You know, that coupled with the fact that you've got the market at record highs, and some people are calling it the Trump bump. He's also announced that he is going to, I thought this was interesting, Tim, he's going to cut the State Department budget by 37%. If that's true, and then I'm also hearing he's going to cut the EPA budget, right, EPA budget, some 20-something percent, something like that.
And, you know, I got to say this on the State Department, because I had the privilege actually to work on a Pentagon contract where there was duplication between the state and Pentagon on multi-million dollar contracts. Same work basically being done. So when, you know, right now you're hearing, oh my gosh, you can't cut the State Department and this entire fear game being played, but there's a tremendous amount of waste in the State Department that can be cut. Speaking from somebody who knows exactly, when I saw contracts, similar contracts being done, Pentagon, Defense Department, and State Department never really quite got along, didn't understand why each other's were basically in the same room doing the same job at times. So I think he can make those cuts, you know, and so I think that one of the things that he's planning to do in terms of, you know, offsetting it so he can bring our military back to an A1 military and the best in the world.
There's talk that some of the Democrat legislators are going to be bringing illegal aliens to the speech. Have you heard that as well?
I have not heard that, Edward, but I do know Donald Trump is bringing victims of criminal aliens that basically killed their loved ones. So you're going to see a lot of that, you know, where he's going to make reference to that. I mean, the big thing for Wall Street right now is they're going to want to know if he's going to provide some details on this tax cut. I mean, the market's going to respond tomorrow based on this speech. And I think he's going to basically get into more specifics during this speech. And I think the people are going to be surprised to see exactly what he's going to do. And I think the market's going to respond positively tomorrow on what happens.
Yeah, I agree with you, too. And look, going back to, like, the cuts, for instance, in, like, the budget for the State Department, that's what Donald Trump ran on. That's what his supporters want. This is exactly what people voted for Donald Trump for, because they wanted to see cuts in government spending. They wanted to see tax cuts. They wanted to see, like, basically what you alluded to is draining the swamp, right? Because if you've got two agencies and they're doing the same thing, then, you know, you got to cut that.
And I think he needs to also look at what he has done, look at what we're paying in some of these contracts for even the Defense Department to do. Again, speaking from my own personal experience, I saw a tremendous amount of waste when major defense contractors were telling the government how much something should cost and how they melt cost. And it was ridiculous. Even if you worked within the Defense Department, I mean, in one of the contractors for the Defense Department pointed out the waste, you were told basically, look, if we do it your way, that means, you know, yes, the government would get the same product for less, but we'd have to lay off more people. We can't charge that labor to the government, so we lose money. So that's kind of like the mentality. So I think he's looking at both ways, and I think he did that with Boeing with a recent reviewing a deal with Boeing. And I think that's one of the things that people don't understand, how much waste is in contracts, how much waste is in the State Department, and even to some extent at the EPA right now. So it should be an interesting night. I wouldn't want to say one other thing that's been coming out in Washington is the leaks. Now, you and I might disagree on this a little bit, because I think Trump's spending so much time on the leaks, Edward. Every president has had problems with leaks. But I think it's a distraction, in a sense, to continue to hamper and accuse the leaks. The leaks are not going to stop. Even when they leak out things about stopping the leaks, that leak comes out. So, I mean, he's going to have that for his entire presidency, just like Obama had it, just like John F. Kennedy had it with the Bay of Pigs leaking out. At that time, of course, he didn't report that invasion, but every newspaper had that and what was going to happen.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think that the leaks are coming from some of the Obama holdovers? Because, you know, Trump kind of alluded to that as well and was asked that, I think it was last night.
I do believe it's coming from that. And also coming from people that are going to lose their jobs.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, and those sure. might be, you know, conservatives or Democrats. But those are people that are kind of upset right now because they're, you know, they're cleaning up a lot of people in the State Department. A lot of those offices are going to be empty. So some of that's going to be leaking out tremendously. Now, whether, you know, President Obama was personally involved in orchestrating that, I highly doubt it. But I think these are loyalists to the administration, to the previous administration. And I also think it's people who are disgruntled employees right now who understand that the writing's on the wall and their days are numbered, and, you know, with the State Department or even with the EPA.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right when you say that people don't realize how much waste and fraud that goes on in government spending. I mean, you know, look, it's just human nature because it's free money. It's not your money. So government being what it is, they tend to spend money that's not theirs. I mean, I think it's just human nature. And I think it's not even really a political thing. I think it's no matter what, people in government tend to spend money because it's free money for them. I just think it's human nature.
A clear example, when I was on a contract years ago, I suggested we had these public reports, they called them MMRs. They basically were an analysis of a month of the product that we produced. And we could produce this as a public report. We could get it produced at Staples for $19. We did dozens and dozens of these reports. Instead, we printed them off a classified computer, charged the government $4,000 per report.
Huh.
I mean, and I brought that to the attention of my supervisors. Why are we doing this to the government? They said, that's when they told me, like, look, if we do that, we eliminate one particular person's job. That's her entire job to print that out. I said, but why do we need to do that? I got a quote from Staples. They'll do the whole thing for $19. And and we could charge the government a lot less money. But no, that's just the way it's done here, and that's the way it's been done for years and years. It's kind of like that. Remember the old $800 hammer, but that's still in play, and perhaps Trump's finally seeing that, and we'll be talking to a lot of people with Citizens Against Government Waste and perhaps getting down to some of the really wasteful practices of our government.
It's, like I said, it's free money, man. It's, you know, it's, I think it's just human nature. You get, you know you're going to get more, right? You know you're going to get more. You know that it's an endless,
hey,
bottomless pit of money.
Thing. The whole thing with the phones, when the phones were picked up and looked, and Spicer looked at phones and so forth, when you go into a classified building, that's one of the things you sign, that your computer, your phone, or anything else can be looked at any point, at any time. It's not something out of the normal. It's done consistently. I held a TS clearance, and that was consistently done by any time, any random check, they can do that. So there was nothing wrong in what he did at that time.
Yeah, well, not only that, even if it's if it's, for instance, you know, a government phone that you've been given, then it's their property ultimately. So,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Tim. Hey, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it, and we will speak soon.
Okay, you bet.
All right, Tim Meyer from Talk Media News out of Washington. We'll be right back. The madness and the mayhem return in a moment.
For tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to the Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with the solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.